It's almost 11 o'clock at KOI in Portland. News is next. I'll see you tomorrow night. Stay tuned for the Mystery Theater tonight at 11:08.
CBS News. An Arab attack on an apartment house in northern Israel is now reportedly over. I'm Ann Crosman, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Bruno Wassertile has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Israeli soldiers have stormed the building which four Arab terrorists had taken over in the town of Beit Shean, and in a close-range shootout, all four of the Tzelaim were reported killed. Initial dispatches from Beit Shean say that two Israeli civilians were killed in the attack, and 18 wounded, most of them children. Israeli troops charged the three-story apartment house a few hours after the group had taken over a portion of the building and started firing submachine guns and throwing grenades. It's still not known whether the infiltrators came from Jordan, which is only 3 miles from Beit Shean, or Lebanon, 40 miles away, which was the springboard for similar Fedayeen operations this year against the Israeli towns of Kiryat Shmona and Ma'alot. Shortly after today's raid got started, Israeli army and police reinforcements were rushed into Beit Shean, and the town's air raid sirens were activated, sending most of the 15,000 inhabitants into underground bomb shelters. Bruno Wassertile for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
We'll have more on that Arab attack in a minute.
The French call it an apéritif. In America, it's the appetizer you drink. Either way, Dubonnet goes before.
Before, that's the time to think about some Dubonnet.
Started in France, of course. And whether you call it an aperitif or an appetizer, the proper time to drink it is before. Before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. It's the wine you drink to whet your appetite. Dubonnet Before, made to make what comes after that much better.
Before, yeah, before. It's the time before for Dubonnet.
Of USA, Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
So far, there's no report on the identity of the Arab group that staged an attack on an apartment house in northern Israel Tuesday. Don Webster reports from Beirut.
So far, none of the various Palestinian commando groups have said they are responsible for the attack, and in fact, such announcements haven't always been reliable anyway. Groups sometimes taking credit for things they in fact had nothing to do with. What may be significant is the announcement a few hours earlier by Yasser Arafat, head of the Palestine Liberation Organization. In Algiers, he announced a step up in commando activities inside and outside Israeli-occupied territory. Although the attack was at a town near the Jordan border, Palestinian commandos generally do not operate from Jordan. If Israel retaliates, as is her practice, a countermove may be into southern Lebanon, a region where there's been plenty of military action lately anyway. Don Webster, CBS News, Beirut.
A Filipino gunman continues to hold the Philippine ambassador and an aide hostage in the Washington embassy. The gunman reportedly shot and wounded the aide. The gunman is demanding that his son be allowed to emigrate from the Philippines. Philippine President Marcos has agreed to allow the son to leave as soon as the hostages are released. Japanese Prime Minister Tanaka is hosting a luncheon for President Ford in Tokyo, and later today the two leaders sit down again for more talks. Those talks are expected to center on inflation, food problems, and the U.S.-Asian nuclear policy. More in a minute.
Which would you rather forego? The low prices only a chain store can offer, or the friendly service of an independent dealer? Why settle for one or the other? Hi, Pat Summerall here to tell you that you get the benefits of both at True Value Hardware Stores. You see, True Value Hardware Stores are independently owned by a local man, usually a neighbor of yours. He's the kind of friendly guy you get to know by his first name, the kind of handy guy you look to for do-it-yourself advice, and he has his own money invested in the business. So, believe me, you'll never write the chairman of some board to get satisfaction. At the same time, each independent True Value dealer is a part of a chain of over 4,700 hardware stores whose combined buying power amounts to $1 billion. So True Value Hardware stores buy their merchandise for less, can sell it to you for less. Chain store prices, independent dealer service. Get the best of both worlds at True Value Hardware stores.
Despite earlier reports to the contrary, Chrysler will be keeping its main assembly plant in Detroit open for the rest of this year. But Chrysler chairman Lynn Townsend says the company will be cutting production by 50,000 cars in plants across the country. Townsend says none of the details has been worked out yet, and he would not estimate how many workers would be laid off. But industry sources say the figure could go as high as 40,000. Chrysler already has laid off 26,000. Agriculture Secretary Butt says the United States is willing to drop its recently imposed quotas on Canadian meat imports if Canada drops its quotas on American beef imports. Butt says the U.S. does not want quotas, but in his words, we're playing their game by their rules. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
An Oregon man jailed in Boise on murder charges, 24-year-old Thomas Creech, attempted suicide over the weekend. Ada County deputies say Creech tried to slash his wrists with a broken mirror. He's charged in connection with two murders here in Oregon and the murders of two people whose bodies were found in Idaho. Two men have been charged with manslaughter in connection with the traffic death of 40-year-old James Coleman of Rogue River yesterday. The men are accused of carelessly parking their vehicles to cause another car to strike Coleman, who was standing in the roadway. The Lane County Elections Office has turned up another 67 ballots that were previously uncounted. The Elections Department says the ballots don't change the outcome of any races, but they do change the margin of victory in some cases. The longest-held civilian prisoner of the Vietnam War, Ernest Bray, says he doesn't think there are any prisoners left alive in Hanoi today. Bray says even if they were, they would probably not be released because Hanoi would lose face since it's already has announced all prisoners have been released. Brace lives in McMinnville. The State Consumer Services Division has installed a toll-free telephone line between Portland and Salem to handle consumer complaints. That number is 229-6479. 97 Sports, in a game heard earlier this evening on KOIN. In the NFL tonight, Kansas City upended Denver 42-34. In the National Hockey League, one game tonight, Montreal beat Minnesota in that one, 9-4. In the WHA, game still underway, Winnipeg at Edmonton. There were no games tonight in the NBA or the ABA. 97 weather for Portland, Vancouver. Showers and brief thundershowers tonight, then periods of rain tomorrow and Wednesday. Lows 40 to 45, highs in the low 50s, and south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Rain chance 90% through tomorrow, then 70% tomorrow night. Currently in downtown Portland, 51 degrees at KOIN. The time is 11:08. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents E.G. Marshall. Won't you join me in the exploration of the rich resources of your own imagination? Modern science tells us we live in a world of waves. Beyond the atom, the electron, the ion, substance itself breaks down into waves. My voice is coming to you now on waves. And that, as they say, is the long and short of it. But what about thoughts? Might not they comprise wave patterns, too? Patterns that linger on after the thinkers are dead and buried. Might not that explain the empty footfall in the vacant house? The rattle of chains, now rusted and broken. And even the sound of voices long ago silenced.
They'll overtake me! They'll put me in irons! And this time, they'll hang me.
No, my dear, no. They can't harm you now. They're all gone. They're all turned to dust long ago.
They'd be after me. You'd not want to see me swinging in the wind, would you?
No, I wouldn't want to see that.
I must have a swift, able ship. In mercy's name, help me. Help me.
Thank you.
mystery drama, The Strange Voyage of the Lady Dee, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Mary Jane Higby and stars Paul Hecht and Augusta Dabney. It is sponsored in part by Sinoff, the sinus medicines, and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
If you take a look at the new 1975 cars, it doesn't take long to notice the European influence is strong. And to be sure, there are some new American cars that rival the Europeans, one being Buick's new Skylark SR. But don't consider a Skylark SR because of its touring car interior or its rather rakish profile. Consider it because it's a Buick, possessing many of Buick's nicer innovations, like the new Buick V6, a peppery little engine that spits out a plentiful amount of torque while sipping a surprisingly small amount of gasoline. And if you wish, Skylark SR can abound with creature comforts seldom found on cars this size, with available items like Cruise Master speed control, AM/FM stereo. But you've heard enough. Now you need to see and drive a Skylark SR. And try to remember, it's not a European touring car. It's a Buick.
Buick, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Some people think we play ping pong all day. They're wrong. The USO isn't all fun and games. Today, the USO has millions of problems like this one in Germany.
My family's going crazy living in a tiny apartment. Where can we live?
Today's USO has millions of problems like this one in Asia.
I'm hooked on drugs. Where can I get help?
Or this problem in Athens.
Our marriage is breaking up. Can you help us?
Today's USO has little time for ping pong. We've got serious work to do. We've got lots of new problems here and overseas. The problems are big. How big? Well, if someone asks you, who needs the USO? Tell them,
we do! We do!
Over 5 million American military personnel and their families need today's USO. And because we get no government funds, we need all your support. Please give to USO through the United Way or local USO campaign.
The curious adventure that befell the Stevens family would never have happened if Ellen had had her way. But Ellen was a realist, her husband Richard, a romantic. And when did realism ever hold a line against the subtle persuasions of romance? It all began during a visit to one of those cruise-ridden, sun-drenched islands in the Caribbean. A friendly family disagreement was in progress, an old story. It's been going on now for 6 years.
It's the one at the end of the dock, Ellen. There. Isn't she beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Very nice. But you promised her, Richard, no more boats. Well, not until Susie's at least 16 years old.
We'll never see a buy like this again. They're practically giving it away.
Well, then there's something wrong with it. It's got dry rot.
Not this ship. Come on, step aboard, Ellen.
Richard, why do you start these things? You know we're not in the market for a boat.
Oh, but this is such a jewel. Wait till you see the cabin. Plenty of headroom. A beautiful galley.
Can I go with Kenna? I want to see.
Oh, all right. But just one quick look. And be careful of your dress, Susie.
Here, let me help you, Susie. There you are. Now, just look at this after deck. She's all white oak and cedar. And she's a motor sailor. You know, a lot better than an auxiliary engine. You can run just as well under power as under sail. There are 2 50-gallon fuel tanks below deck.
Mama, look at this kitchen down here. There's even an oven.
Really? Is there an oven?
Of course. The ship is a real home. Ellen, what do you say we take a short run? I have the ignition key. The guy in the boatyard office said I could take her out.
No, Richard, I've had it with boats. And anyway, the question's academic. Even if we bought it, we couldn't get it back to the States.
We could sail it.
Are you out of your mind? It's hundreds of miles.
She has an enormous cruising range. What with the engine and sail, we just watch the weather predictions very carefully.
Well, come on, Susie. We're going to get off now. Richard, you take the keys back to the boatyard man. And I'll get the car and bring it down as far as I can. I'll pick you up at the gate.
Daddy?
Yeah?
I want to take a ride in it. Can I tomorrow, Daddy? Can I? Huh, can I?
Huh? What, dear?
Can we go both for a boat ride tomorrow?
I don't know. Depends on your mother.
Oh, I wish we could buy the boat. Don't you? Daddy, don't you?
Oh, my watch.
Wish we could buy the boat.
Yeah, well, that part's all taken care of. I already bought it. The only problem now is how to break the news to your mother. Now, Ellen, you have to admit, this is the life. Look at that sea. It's like glass.
It's too calm. I don't like the gray mistiness that's settling over everything. I won't feel good until we sight land again.
I won't be long now. We were clipping right along when we had the sails up. See, that's the advantage of a motor sailor. When the wind died, we could switch right over to power and still maintain our speed.
Except for that panicky half hour when you couldn't get the engine started.
Ah, just a little corrosion around the points. Bit of sandpaper fixed that. Here, Ellen, why don't you take over the wheel, huh? I want to go and look at the chart. Now, the first buoy we pick up is number 12. From there, we'll see a light. If we make it before nightfall, you can take over for a few minutes. Okay, Susie?
Light is missed.
You know where we are right now? We are sailing on the Spanish Main.
The Spanish Main?
That's right. These waters were infested with pirates in the old days. Blackbeard or Calico Jack.
Richard, I think there's a fog closing in. Look ahead.
Yeah. Well, just hold a steady course. We'll be sighting that buoy any minute now. Susie, go below and bring up my binoculars. There's a good girl.
The visibility's not any too good.
We can't be far from port.
Oh, Richard, I hope we're not running into one of those awful pea soupers.
Now, don't panic. Don't get Susie frightened.
Here's binoculars.
Thanks.
Can you make out anything?
Well, I don't see it yet. But we will.
Tell me more about the pirate.
Okay. Well, Calico Jack Rackham. They call him that because of the fancy clothes he wore. He sailed with Anne Bonny. There were girl pirates, too, you know.
Girl pirates?
Sure. Anne Bonny and Mary Reed. And from all accounts, they were better at it than the men.
The fog's getting awfully thick, Richard. I've never seen one roll in so fast, and the sun's gone.
I'll take over.
No, I can hold her on course. You keep looking for that buoy. We should have been in port long ago.
Well, we lost a little time trying to start the engine.
Are we lost?
Of course not.
I think we ought to start sounding our foghorn.
Not yet. Don't you want to hear what happened to Anne Bonny?
What happened to her?
Well, the pirates all went to jail. They hanged poor old Calico Jack. Mary Reed was dying of a fever, and Anne Bonny nursed her. And then, well, nobody knows just what did happen. In the morning, when the jailkeeper opened their cell, he found the body of Mary Reed. But Anne Bonny was gone. She disappeared and was never heard of.
Richard!
What?
Look! Look what you've done. Oh, Richard, how could you?
Well, what? Well, what is it?
This monkey wrench is right behind the compass. Richard!
Who put that there?
Who? Who was working on the engine? That wrench will have pulled that compass so far out of line... Heaven knows where we are now.
Sorry. I was so glad to get that motor started. I'm sorry.
Oh, if I ever get my feet on dry land
now,
again.
Now, let's keep calm. We are not lost.
Oh, no. We're still right here in the Atlantic Ocean.
I'm sorry, Ellen.
How I ever let you talk me into this expedition.
Just try to keep cool.
Daddy?
It's all my fault.
We're probably 50 miles off course.
Daddy, there's a big can floating over there.
What? Where?
There.
The buoy. It is.
Oh, thank heaven.
I'll take the wheel. I want to go right up to it. We got to be sure of that number.
It should be 12, right?
I see it. I see the number.
What is it?
Three.
Three? No, it can't be.
A three and an eight.
Oh, no.
That's what it is.
Ellen?
Susie's right. 38.
That's impossible. Take the wheel again, Ellen. Just idle here by the buoy. There's no 38 on this chart. We're way off course. I have to go below and get the other charts.
Can you still see the buoy, Susie?
Sure. It's right here.
Well, keep your eye on it. Don't let me drift too far away. Darling?
Yeah?
You're not smoking down there, are you?
Good Lord, no. You know, I haven't smoked in 10 years.
I smell tobacco.
So do I.
What? Well, let me get at the engine. Maybe there's a short in the wire.
No, no, it's not like that. It's tobacco. Did you hear that?
What?
It sounded like
somebody laughed.
Ahoy!
It's a ship.
Where? I don't see anything.
Ahoy! Ahoy! Don't answer. Blow the horn. Ahoy!
What ship are you?
The Lady D. We're off course. Can you give us our bearings?
You best lay over for the night. Steer north by east, a quarter east. You'll run right down the channel.
Thank you.
I still can't see anything.
North by east, a quarter east.
It was a woman.
Bring the ship around. Slowly, Ellen.
That's right.
I hope she knows what she's talking about.
And I still smell tobacco.
So do I. Was she that close? I didn't see a thing.
I didn't hear any motor.
Maybe she's sailing.
Now, Susie, how could she be? There's no wind.
And she seemed to get away so fast.
Now, Ellen, go as slow as you can. I'm going forward and keep a sharp watch. We don't know what we're heading into.
But I've got her throttled way down.
Hey!
Oh, come! What are we here?
Quick, put her into reverse! Reverse!
No.
Quick, now, put her into reverse so we can back off. Now, here, let me try. That's no use.
Oh, we've gone aground.
Yes, we're stuck fast. Huh?
One of the most beautiful yet fearful tales that travelers tell is the Lorelei, the siren who sits on a rock, combing her long golden hair and luring unwary boatmen to their doom. But a siren who smokes tobacco? We'll learn more of this unusual temptress when we return shortly with Act Two.
You don't see many people putting salt in their beer nowadays. Not that there's anything wrong with salt on radishes or French fries, but man, not in the king of beers. Truth is, the only thing salt can do for Budweiser is make it salty. An unwise thing to do to the only beer in America that's beechwood aged. Unsalted Budweiser has become the most popular beer in the world. That's because in brewing Bud, the Budweiser brewmaster goes all the way for a taste, a smoothness, a drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. And something else you can take without a grain of salt. The fact that when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Serenade me, and I'll do what I can. Find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life. Wanna feel free and safe. All over the world, there's so much to do. The call of the sea, don't you hear it too? Where do I go from here? Where do I go from here?
What about the new Navy? You'll get your chance of success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000 or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the new Navy.
I know where I'm going from here.
There's nothing so eerie as the feel of a ship gone aground. A living, pulsing body beneath your feet goes suddenly dead. Aboard the Lady D, only Susie slept that night. Ellen and Richard kept an anxious vigil, waiting to see what the dawn would bring. Where were they? How great was the damage to their boat? On the last question hung the safety, perhaps the survival, of the ship and her crew.
Ellen, come up on deck. You've got to see this.
What, dear?
Look at that sunrise. Isn't it magnificent?
Oh, God. You are the one man alive who could run a valuable boat aground in the middle of nowhere and greet the dawn like Shelley.
Some sort of ship is sure to pass by. Meantime, this is a great adventure.
Mm-hmm. Well, the tide runs out. That'll be an adventure. This boat's going to roll over on her side.
No, she won't. She's built like a sea skiff. They used to pull them right up on the beach to unload the catch. So, give us a kiss, Cassandra.
Good morning, darling.
Well, I guess I better go ashore and see if I can find a water supply on our desert island.
Is this really a desert island?
I'm afraid so, sleepyhead. And your father's playing Robinson... Richard, look.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, here comes Friday.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You are it.
What'd he say?
I think he said we're early.
Early for what?
What island is this?
Campbell's Island.
Campbell's Island?
Yes, mistress. I am Campbell.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Campbell? I'm Richard Stevens. This is my wife.
Good morning, mistress.
My daughter.
Welcome.
Did you say we were early?
Yes, yes. Usually September comes before she bring a boat. Who? The lady who smoked the pipe.
A pipe?
Yes, a long clay pipe. You did not see her.
No.
We smelled her pipe.
Is Campbell's Island... I mean, is there a town here?
How? Campbell, the only man here.
Oh, we missed the harbor channel.
Campbell's Island. I've no harbor.
The lady said there was a channel.
Oh, yes. Sometimes she say that.
You mean she lied to us?
Baby, you want your boat. Your boat, she nice.
Oh, well, why don't you come aboard?
Thank you, sir.
Can I give you a cup of coffee?
No, thank you, mistress. Oh, your wheel.
Yeah, I like a good old-fashioned wheel to steer with.
You pay a lot for that. Oh, the compass.
Well, the ship's well-equipped.
This is the ship's belt.
Russ, must cost dear. You have a radio?
Just a receiving set. Now, Mr. Campbell, about getting off the beach...
You stuck fast, man.
Well, if you have a boat and a tow line at high tide...
No, man. My motor too small. Just a little outboard. I sail to the other islands.
Well, there are other islands near?
It's ours to sail there.
Could they send out a workboat from another island?
Maybe. We have to fetch them. No wireless on Campbell's Island.
You mean go in your little sailboat?
Oh, no, mistress. You and the child must stay here. My boat is small. If I try to keep a big boat, she take it.
You mean...
The lady with the pipe.
Well, now, she has a boat. She ought to be willing to...
No, man. Mistress Bonnie have no boat. That's the trouble. She look for a boat. All the time she look.
Bonnie? Did you say Bonnie?
And Bonnie?
You know about her?
Yes, but she died 200 years ago.
That's what they say.
Do you mean that we were talking to a...
A ghost?
Of course not, Susie. There are no such things.
I talked to a ghost. I talked to a ghost.
Be sensible. There are no such things as a ghost.
Your boat is stuck fast on Campbell's Island. But true?
Why, yes, but...
If the ghost, she don't bring you. How you think you got here?
Mr. Campbell and Susie are certainly getting along together. Look at them striding ahead of us.
He's striding, she's trotting. What a big, powerful man he is. And his skin, like ebony.
How old do you think he is?
Well, I don't know. 40?
Well, I'm eager to see his boat.
I hate to think of your starting out all alone with him.
I have to go for help.
But why can't he go by himself?
I don't know. He doesn't seem willing to do that.
Did you notice the way he examined our boat equipment?
Yeah, like he was taking inventory.
Yeah, but what do they call those people who lure ships to their doom by putting out beacon lights?
Wreckers.
Yeah. You think he's a wrecker?
The thought crossed my mind.
Oh, but we did hear a woman's voice.
Now, look, there could be two explanations for that. Either there is a woman on this island, in spite of what Campbell says, or he's a ventriloquist. Look. Look, Ellen, look down there.
Why, it's a castle.
A ruin. A burnt-out ruin.
How in the world on this desert island?
I know what that is. I've seen those burnt mansions before. This was a plantation in the slave days. Oh. When the slaves rebelled, they burned the house to the ground.
Half of it is still standing.
Yeah. And now the house and the island have found a new master.
Welcome. You like a drink before lunch?
Lunch?
Yes, yes, I give you a nice lunch. You like foie gras, caviar, potato shrimp, any kind of wine?
Nothing, thank you.
A vodka Collins will be just fine.
Vodka Collins. Soon come back.
Mama, Mr. Campbell says there's an ice-cold spring behind the house and coconuts and pineapples and...
Hey, look in the corner there. Cast bronze and enormous.
A propeller.
That's worth a lot of money.
And that wheel, it's huge.
Must have come off a schooner.
What does it say on this plate, Mama?
Duchess of the Caribbees.
This one says, Rita 2. This one is Morning Star at SS. What's this word?
The SS Odyssey.
Oh, Richard.
Yeah. All of ships.
Don't wreckers usually... murder their victims?
Ellen, we don't know that he's a wrecker.
You like my house?
Oh, it's lovely.
I have good life, man, since I learned to get along with Mistress Bonnie.
How did you come here in the first place, Mr. Campbell?
I was fisherman, hard work, no money. One night, she take my boat. I swim to this island. I see all these rich things here on the beach. So I come back in a new boat. She put that one on the devil's thumb.
What's the devil's thumb?
Big rock. The devil, he put his thumb up at low tide. Then he pull it down at high tide. Then up at low tide. He hide it again just below the water. Along come a sailor man. Up come the thumb right through the bottom of the boat. The devil, I think he good friend of Mistress Bonnie.
Mr. Campbell, you say it'll take all day to get to the nearest boatyard?
In my boat. But they have work boat.
Uh-huh.
Much quicker with power. They return here with you in 2-3 hours.
Then can we start tomorrow morning?
Yes, man. 5 o'clock to catch the tide. I have things to sell very dear. Better than fish. Oh, yes, yes. Better than fish.
It feels good to stretch out. I'm exhausted.
I was certainly glad to get back to our boat.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm too nervous to sleep, though. I dread the thought of our separating tomorrow. When I think of you... all by yourself on the sea with that giant of a man. I'm so frightened. I'll only go alone to get help. That would be perfectly normal, wouldn't it? Unless there's a price on his head. Richard? Richard? Oh, Richard, are you... Richard. Dear, I'll never get to sleep.
She's an able ship.
What? Who's that?
Over the side with you, lad. And mind, walk on cat's feet.
Who's there? Tobacco.
Aye, a
good seaworthy vessel.
Who's there? Who are you?
Ah, good evening, lady. I'm just admiring your ship. May I come aboard?
There's somebody with you. I heard you talking.
Aye, but they all ran at the sound of your voice. Men, a craven lot. Jack Rackham used to say. But Mary Read stood beside me. We held off the king's men till our pistols were empty, and they boarded and knocked the cutlasses out of our hands. Ah, Mary died in prison, poor soul. She was with child. Ah, but that was days ago.
Days? It was more than that.
Perhaps. I've lost count of time. Will you join me in a pipe?
No, thanks.
A fine, soothing thing to sit on a ship's deck and blow rings at the moon.
I've never seen such perfect smoke rings.
Ghosts.
Ghosts?
Aye. The ghosts of wedding rings. I should have worn. Calico Jack calls it that. A captivating man was Jack with his black, gypsy, wild curls. Ah, they hanged him nonetheless. I stayed till Mary breathed her last, and then...
And then? What happened?
Not all the king's men could ever find out. But come, what will you take for your ship?
She's not for sale.
Oh, come, come, I must have a ship. They'd be after me. You'd not want to see poor Annie swinging in the wind like Calico Jack, would you?
No, I wouldn't want to see that, but they can't harm you now. They're gone. All turned to dust long ago.
They'll put me in iron.
No, my dear, no.
I must have a ship. Listen, I have something worth hundreds of ships. I'll trade it now for this miserable little craft.
What is it?
Rackham and I, we sailed with Blackbeard once.
Blackbeard?
The same. Now, up close, lad. I know where Blackbeard buried his treasure.
Blackbeard's treasure?
A great treasure it was. The booty from three rich Spanish merchantmen, laden with gold and silver.
You have a map? A chart?
No need. I know where it is. Come with me, lass. We'll slip out of the next time.
Aren't you forgetting that you drove us aground last night?
A good storm will set you afloat.
Campbell says the big storms don't come till September.
Aye, but sometimes they do. We'll see to that. So, it's a bargain. You'll sail with me.
No. No, no, I can't.
You'd abandon me then, betray me?
No, but I...
I must have a boat! Yes, they'd be after me. They'll overtake me in this town. They'll hang me. In mercy's name, lass, help me.
I can't. There's a great gulf between us, Anne. You're a dream, a figment. And when I wake up, I'll still be here, but you'll be gone. I can't help you because you're nothing. You're nothing but a dream. Anne? Anne? Where are you? Come back. Come back.
Apparition for you. A whistling, pipe-smoking lady with a cutlass at her belt. But why did she leave so abruptly? Was she offended at being called a nothing, a figment? Well, none of us likes to hear the truth about himself, least of all a ghost. We'll follow Anne Bonny's ruthless quest for a ship when we return shortly with Act 3.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing.
A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take Sinoff tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sinoff. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And Sinoff doesn't stop there. Have you tried Sinoff Sinus Spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's Sinoff Sinus Spray. When sinus flares up, use Sinoff tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
Who will cope with tomorrow for a brighter new day? There's one hope for tomorrow, the children of today. Who will live to inherit all we've done? Who will pay? Who will give love and cherish it? The children of today.
Information, write Save the Children, Box 120, Grand Central Station, New York.
A spectral lady bent on seizing a ship, or a laughing West Indian intent only on gathering up the spoils. Ellen doesn't know which she fears most as she watches the dawn stretch its rosy fingers across the uncharted island where the cruiser Lady D lies stranded in the sand.
That was a damn good breakfast, Ellen.
I had a depressing dream last night.
Oh?
Well, at least I think it was a dream.
Yeah.
And Bonnie boarded the Lady D, and we had a long talk. And I felt sorry for her. She was frightened.
That scared ghost, huh? That's a switch.
Yeah, well, she was terrified. Oh, darling. I hate to see you go off with that awful man in that little boat.
Now, Ellen, dearest, you mustn't worry.
I wish we could stay together. The sea, it's so treacherous.
Campbell's been sailing these waters all his life.
Oh, yeah. And he's lost 2 bucks. He told us. Besides, you're going out in a tiny boat with a criminal.
He's not. He gathers salvage. That's all we really know about him.
Good morning.
It's time. She turn now. Time to go.
Pass me a line. I'll make you fast to our stern.
Touch.
Got it.
Come up on deck, Susie. Daddy's leaving.
Goodbye, darling. Take care.
I want to go, too.
So do I, but we can't, darling.
I don't want to stay here.
Morning, Mr. Susie.
Good morning. I want to go with you, Daddy, please.
Now, there isn't room for us all. You and Mommy take care of each other.
Don't go, Daddy.
Mr. Susie, you go to my house. You can look at the books, read the pictures.
Now, when I get into the boat with Mr. Campbell, we're going to let you free the line and cast it off. Now, see how quickly you can do it.
Here I go. Hurry, cast us off. Be good now. We'll be back before you know it.
Aren't you going to start the motor?
No. The tide. She take us out. Then I put up the sail.
Oh, darling. You're slicker. A quick shower might
not a chance. Look at the sky.
No. No stormy weather. Not if Aunt Bonnie, she don't whistle up the wind.
What? What did you say?
No storm. Not if she don't whistle up the wind. She do that sometime. Yes, man. Ooh-wee, she do that.
It takes you long in Campbell's house, Susie. We should be getting back to the Lady D.
It's still raining.
I thought it was one of those quick little tropical showers, but just look out there.
The water's all ruffled.
White caps.
I'm hungry. Let's go back to the lady.
We'll be soaked.
I'll tell you what let's do. Why don't I go back alone and get you in?
No, darling.
It doesn't matter if I get wet. I'm in my bathing suit.
No, sweetie, no.
You always say no. Daddy will let me. He's only a little way. Please.
Well, you promise you'll come straight back?
I promise.
No loitering now.
I will.
Hello! Ahoy there!
Where are you?
Hello!
I can't see you. Where are you?
Here. Up here on the deck of your ship. Come aboard. There's work to do.
Are you a real lady? Or are you...
Step lively. The full great tide is coming. Ship will float free soon.
Oh, I'll go get my mom.
No time for that. The wind's offshore and the tides are making.
Mama will know what to do.
Are you frightened? Will you run away and leave your ship to flounder?
Oh, I'm not scared, but...
You'll have to step smartly to save her.
I don't know.
Come aboard.
I'm going to get my mama's raincoat. I promise.
See there?
What?
She's floating free. But this great tide will drive her further up on the beach.
Daddy put out an anchor on the beach.
The waves will carry her up over the anchor and dash her to pieces on those rocks up there.
Oh, no.
But you could save her if you weren't afraid.
I'm not scared.
Then, up to the mainsail, lass. That's it, Kitty. The ship is lost. Lost.
But I can start the engine.
Can you not?
Sure, anybody could do that. You just turn that little key there. She starts right off.
She's saved. Start her up.
I can't lift that big anchor, though.
Cast it off. Cast it off. Not to lose an anchor on a ship.
Daddy said you always start the engine first.
Aye, aye. Captain?
I'm too short to reach the gear shifting. I know. I'll get something to stand on. Here. Daddy's tool chest will do. Now, let's see. He caught this little thing, the choke.
Buddy, she's swinging a boat.
I've never done this before. Now, I'll turn the key. Much. Where shall I go?
Right out to sea.
not leaving a trace.
Of course not, darling. Mr. Wyatt here has radioed back to the boatyard. They say the authorities are sending out a helicopter. We'll hear from it soon, and when we do, we'll go right to her. This tug is faster than it looks.
Oh, wait. It's terrible.
Isn't there anything else we can do, Mr. Wyatt?
I don't know what to say to you folks. We've been around the island several times. There's no sign of a ship.
My baby. I should never have let her out of my sight. I had no idea she'd try to start the engine.
Ellen, darling, don't. We'll find her.
She was only gone from the house just about 10 minutes. I set out right after her.
I know, dearest.
And then when I got to the beach, the boat was out a little way from the shore. And Susie was standing on the deck crying. And the boat was just drifting away. It went around that point of land up there. And I ran to the other side of the island. But I never saw her again.
Oh, dearest, please, don't cry.
There was just nothing I could do until you came back in the tugboat.
I know. We'll find her.
I wish that man Campbell was here. He knows these waters. Why didn't he come back with you?
He dropped me at the public dock and took off like a shot.
The police have had him in for questioning several times. There have been too many wrecks in the last few years. But they never seem to get anything out of him. So, you ran into him too, huh?
Yeah. He told us. Hey, wait a minute. What did he call it? That rock. The Devil's Thumb.
Yes. The submerged rock.
Yeah, do you know where it is, Mr. Wyatt?
Well, there's only one I know of. A very dangerous spot. Right in the path of a swift current. At some times, there are shoals to very bad place.
Oh, Richard.
Mr. Wyatt,
yes. Yes, of course. I know about where it lies. Now, we'll run down on it. Best to have a look. The tugboat Swallow calling Coastal Police Launch. Tug Swallow to Police Launch. Come in, please. Over.
Police Launch to Swallow. I read you. Over.
That's good. I can hardly hear you, but it doesn't matter. We've located the missing cruiser, Lady D. Over.
Is the child okay? Over.
Yeah, it's a miracle. The kid was alone on board. She managed to drop a small anchor onto a submerged sandbar near the Devil's Thumb. I have the boat in tow, and we're heading back to port. Over.
Glad to hear it. Over.
Right. Over and out. Well, Susie, you're quite a sailor. But how did you know that sandbar was there? You couldn't see it.
The lady told me. The lady with the pipe.
The lady?
She's not a real lady. She's a ghost.
No.
Well, it's hard to explain.
We don't believe in such things, of course, but...
She went away for a while, but when I started to cry, she came back.
A ghost?
I'm sure there's some perfectly natural explanation.
She had to put out a long, long line so the anchor wouldn't drag.
Well, that was sound advice, but I don't understand.
You see, Mr. Wyatt, I've been telling Susie these pirate stories.
And I've had a very vivid dream, and she heard us talking about that. You know how impressionable children are.
Excuse me. Do you smell something burning?
Something burning?
Yeah. Smells like tobacco.
Richard.
Mr. Wyatt, don't you think we better get both these boats back into harbor just as fast as we can?
Facts of the strange voyage of the Lady D. To this day, Susie insists she talked to a ghost. Ellen believes it was a startling example of the power of the imagination. And Richard has been reading up on the dematerialized nature of modern physics. And he wonders if somewhere in space there exists a vast psychological viewing screen picking up impressions from other times, and through which it was the fate of the Lady D to pass. I'll be back shortly.
From 17 to 25, young minds are so alive. They see things that others may not see.
place where the future of America is being built right now. The colleges are in financial trouble, and they need all the help that you and I can give them. The dollars you give to the college of your choice are an investment in America's most important asset, the minds of her children. So please, give to the college of your choice now.
And now a brief footnote to the story you've just heard. Among seafaring men, there is a belief, as ancient as the art of navigation itself, that when the wind dies down, a sailor may bring it to life again by the simple act of whistling. The mystery concerning the fate of Anne Bonny, as well as her life of piracy with Calico Jack, Mary Read, and the nefarious Blackbeard, is not legend. It is thoroughly documented historical fact. Our cast included Augusta Dabney, Paul Hecht, Corrine Orr, Margaret Barker, and Dan Ocko. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Joe.
Jamie?
Joe, there's something crazy going on in this house. Something real crazy.
Now, Amy, honey.
Joe. Joe, listen to me. There's something wrong. Jack says he never saw me before in his life.
What?
And never proposed marriage to me, and then he did. And she, her, his wife, she came to my bedroom with an axe in her hand.
For chimney's sake, hold it. Amy, you're not making sense.
Oh, I know I'm not, because what's happened here, what's happened to me, it doesn't make sense.
Look,
either.
Will somebody explain this?
A mistake of some kind has been made.
Mistake?
Your sister, she... Well, I haven't wanted to spell this out in so many words, but since you're here now and can take care of her... Joe, I'm afraid your sister is crazy.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant... dreams.
This is KOIN in Portland. It's 12.
CBS News. President Ford meets for the second time today with Japanese Prime Minister Tanaka after attending an official luncheon in Mr. Ford's honor. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Phil Jones is traveling with the president, and he has the latest from Tokyo.
President Ford, in his first face-to-face conversation with Prime Minister Tanaka, has promised that the U.S. will maintain a stable level of food supplies to Japan. Also, the subject of energy has come up, with the U.S. again suggesting some sort of program for solidarity among oil-consuming nations. Even though the Japanese are sympathetic, they have again expressed the facts of their total dependence on imported oil for industry, and that any cutback on imported oil would cause more hardship here than in the U.S., where a majority of oil imports are used for so-called personal purposes. According to Secretary of State Kissinger, who has briefed reporters here, the touchy subject of nuclear weapons has come up again, with the Japanese expressing their concern. Kissinger would only say that President Ford expressed his understanding and has promised to work through the Mutual Security Treaty to deal with any special problems. This is basically the same answer the U.S. has given each time the issue has come up ever since the U.S.-Japanese peace treaty was signed in 1952. It has also been announced here that Japanese Emperor Hirohito has accepted an invitation to visit the United States next year. Bill Jones, CBS News, with the presidential party in Tokyo.
More news in a minute.
Most appetizers you eat, but there's one appetizer you drink. Dubonnet.
Before, that's the time to think about some Dubonnet to drink before a meal.
your appetite before, yeah, before. It's the time before the Duvernay.
Bickham's an appetizer. It's the wine you drink before meals, before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. It helps to whet your appetite. Whether you serve it straight, on the rocks, with a twist, or soda. Dubonnet before makes what comes after that much better. Dubonnet. It all started in France, of course.
Before, yeah, before.
Product of USA. Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
The ordeal at the Philippine Embassy in Washington has ended after almost 12 hours. Nelson Benton is there.
Philippine Ambassador Eduardo Ramolez and an embassy employee were released unharmed this morning after being held hostage at gunpoint for nearly 11 hours in the Philippine Embassy in Washington. A spokesman for the Philippine government said gunman Napoleon Lachoco's demand had been met. The immediate departure of Lachoco's son from the Philippines to join his family in the United States. The FBI said Lachoco threw his gun from the second floor window of the embassy chancery shortly after 2 a.m. Eastern Time and surrendered to the FBI. He is charged with assault on a foreign ambassador. Ambassador Ramolez left the embassy for his residence and was not seen by reporters. One embassy employee, so far unidentified, was slightly injured, but authorities would not confirm that he was injured by a bullet. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Washington.
The Israeli army says its soldiers stormed an apartment house held by Arab guerrillas this morning and killed all four Arabs. Initial dispatches from the town in northern Israel where the attack took place say that three Israeli civilians were killed in the shootout and 18 more were reported wounded or injured, jumping from windows in the four-story building. United Press International reports from Beirut that a group called the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine is claiming responsibility for the attack. More after this.
If you happen to live in one of the towns or areas which don't enjoy the brand name selection and economy of having a True Value hardware store nearby, you probably get awfully tired of hearing me say, "Hi, Pat Summerall here with another great value from True Value hardware stores." And that's understandable, because all the great values in the world won't do any good if you can't get to them. Well, do something about it. Next time you visit the local hardware, home center, or home and auto supply dealer, ask if he's ever considered joining the True Value Group. Tell him to drop me a note. Pat Summerall, CBS Radio, P.O. Box 50. That's CBS Radio, P.O. Box 50, Radio City Station, New York, for details. If your local dealer qualifies, he'll be able to start offering the kind of savings on brand name products which only a member of the nation's largest and fastest growing hardware chain can offer. Get the point? If a True Value hardware sign goes up in your town, you'll both be glad you had the idea.
Contract talks between the coal industry and the United Mine Workers are expected to resume today in Washington. The nationwide coal strike is now a week old, and it's expected to last at least two more weeks because it would take that long for the miners to vote on a contract agreement. United States Steel says the coal strike has forced it to bank one of its blast furnaces. And Bethlehem Steel says it is banking four of its coke batteries at a plant in Maryland and is laying off some of its workers there. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
Governor McCall made his last appearance as governor before the League of Oregon Cities in Portland Monday noontime. The governor gave what he called his farewell speech, in which he assured the local officials from all over the state that Governor-elect Bob Straub will carry on land use planning. And McCall said he was suggesting as well as he can how much money Straub should include in next year's budget for that.
I can't, you know, legally, because it's my last year, prescribe the details of the Oregon State budget for the next biennium. But I am required to do a lot of the spade work and to make recommendations to the next governor. And I'll be suggesting that he ask the legislature to put at least $3.5 million into the coffers of local government for planning assistance, plus $2.5 million for the LCDC state operations.
There was reaction from Portland Mayor Neil Goldschmidt to the McCall speech.
I thought it was really a very frank, candid perspective he gave, and also to some degree optimistic, that while he was leaving, I think he has some confidence the next governor is going to pay attention to, if not exactly the same things, many of the same things, and of course I share that view. So I felt good about it. I think you could tell from the way the crowd reacted that this is a very, very popular man with people in local government. As he said, we haven't always agreed, but we've always had an open door, and that's been important.
The Oregon Attorney General says a Supreme Court decision could lead to depletion of Oregon's game resources. The Supreme Court has refused to hear an appeal to a lower court ruling. That said, the Klamath Indians have fishing and hunting rights under the treaty that created their reservation. About 3,000 passengers who board and depart Greyhound buses in Portland each day are affected by the Greyhound bus strike. Pacific and Continental Trailways bus companies say they will add extra buses to their fleet to take on the affected passengers. Seattle police have decided to begin using hollow point slugs in their service revolvers, despite protests from the American Civil Liberties Union and various citizens groups. The hollow point bullets, also known as dum-dums, spread on impact, tearing a greater hole when they hit a person. Police spokesman Tim Burgess said there would be community apprehension over the decision, but he said that it is because the public does not understand the issues involved. He said the main issue is that the hollow point bullets offer officers adequate protection.